In Brief Winter 2015. In this edition, you will find Hello from TV Licensing, advice for home movers and over 75s. We are also on the road with Eyesight Cornwall and answering your questions.
TV licensing calls for end to attacks on officers. As part of November's Anti-Bullying Month, TV Licensing launched a campaign to tackle the increasing problem of verbal and physical attacks on its inquiry officers who visit unlicensed properties. In the last year, 89 inquiry officers were victims of physical assaults by members of the public. This is up from 37 in the previous year and included several instances in which staff were admitted to hospital. Many officers have had death threats made to them after knocking on doors, while others have been punched and spat at.
Some have been filmed whilst being abused, with clips posted on YouTube. Filming incidents have risen dramatically, with 721 incidents recorded in the last year, up from 294 in the previous year. Colin Jones, TV Licensing Field Operations Director, said, "The threats our officers can receive when they are just trying to carry out their role are completely unacceptable. Those who attack them seem to forget they are human beings. They do a great job, remaining professional and courteous in sometimes very challenging circumstances, and we do everything we can to support them. This includes reporting serious threats and abuse to the police." Police Scotland, the Licensed Taxi Federation, Liverpool City Council, Kent Police Force, the Scottish Taxi Federation, the Northern Ireland Independent Trade Association, and Hospitality Ulster supported the campaign.
Hello from TV Licensing. Since our last edition, you may have noticed there's been a substantial amount of media attention about the future of the TV licence in the context of the forthcoming BBC Charter review. In July, the government announced the BBC will take on responsibility for the over 75 concession from 2018-19. Our current advice about this concession remains the same. That is, anyone aged 75 or over, or living with someone who is over 75, is entitled to a free TV licence for their main address. We are working with Age UK shops across the country this month to highlight the concession.
The government's independent review on TV licensing enforcement, the Perry Review, was also published over the summer. David Perry QC, who led the review, concluded license fee evasion should not be decriminalised and that the current system is broadly fair, proportionate and provides good value for both license fee payers and taxpayers. We have liaised with some of the organisations which wrote consultation responses to the review, including the Money Advice Trust and Christians Against Poverty, about simple and flexible payment plans for those facing difficulty in paying the licence fee. The issue of decriminalisation will now be considered as part of the charter review process. Please let me know if you have any views on this subject, which we can consider as part of those discussions. Regionally, we have been working with several groups providing valuable support and advice in their communities, including Citizens Advice Bureau in Northern Ireland, Glasgow Old People's Welfare Association in Scotland, and Money Advice Forum in Ipswich, to name just a few. If you think your organisation could benefit from working with us, please contact me on campaignoffice@tvlicensing.co.uk for further information. I hope you enjoy this edition of In Brief. Please do get in touch if you have any feedback or suggestions for the next newsletter. Enjoy the festive season. Best wishes, Dan Higgins, Editor, In Brief.
In Brief Winter 2015. In this edition, you will find Hello from TV Licensing, advice for home movers and over 75s. We are also on the road with Eyesight Cornwall and answering your questions.
TV licensing calls for end to attacks on officers. As part of November's Anti-Bullying Month, TV Licensing launched a campaign to tackle the increasing problem of verbal and physical attacks on its inquiry officers who visit unlicensed properties. In the last year, 89 inquiry officers were victims of physical assaults by members of the public. This is up from 37 in the previous year and included several instances in which staff were admitted to hospital. Many officers have had death threats made to them after knocking on doors, while others have been punched and spat at.
Some have been filmed whilst being abused, with clips posted on YouTube. Filming incidents have risen dramatically, with 721 incidents recorded.
TV licensing reminds over 75s to claim free TV licence. Did you know you or your clients may be eligible for a free TV licence if they are over 75? Those eligible can apply online at www.tvlicensing.co.uk/over75info or by calling 0300 790 6073. In addition, if you live with someone aged over 75, their free license will cover all the equipment in the property, meaning you could also benefit whatever age you are. TV Licensing has been working with advice groups for older people across the UK to make sure anyone who is eligible is aware of the free over 75 TV license. Caroline Abrahams, Charity Director at Age UK, said, "We would encourage everyone aged 75 and over to apply for their free TV license if they haven't already done so. Applying is easy, and TV Licensing will renew your license automatically for 3 years once you've applied, cutting down on the need for paperwork."
TV Licensing on the Road. TV Licensing works closely with community organisations throughout the UK. In this edition, we focus on Eyesight Cornwall. In Brief talks to Chief Executive Terry Rosenau Ward. The charity helps the blind community in the South West. Question 1. In a nutshell, what services does Eyesight Cornwall offer?
We are the first centre of resource for all in Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly who are affected by sight loss, whatever their age, circumstance or condition. We care passionately about helping anyone living with a visual impairment and have done ever since our foundation in 1856 when the charity first supported Cornish miners. Today we offer a wide range of services for all ages and we aim to support everyone with sight loss to lead active and independent lives. Services include low vision specialist advice and aids, assistive technology assessments and installation, sight loss awareness training, benefits advice, talking support, hospital information desks, holidays and days out, and clubs and activities. Importantly, we work with our clients to support their individual needs.
Question 2. How does your role fit in there, and what do you like most about your job?
As Chief Executive, my role is very hands-on and operational. I am in direct and daily contact with all staff and clients who visit our office. We are a small team, and I feel lucky to be able to line manage and support my team. What I most like about my job is being able to offer advice from my own personal experience of living with sight loss. When someone has come to terms with the news of visual impairment, I find it rewarding to offer comfort and promise that life will work out. Believe me, I learned the hard way and I like to give shortcuts and tips to improve daily living.
Question 3. What are the common issues your clients are dealing with at the moment?
A common issue for clients is that they often feel isolated. They need more local clubs and activities in their area. Also, transport to get anywhere is always a problem. We can organise volunteer drivers to assist our clients for medical appointments, but most also need support just to get out and about. We often feel that our biggest problem is that not everyone living with sight loss knows what is available to them or that we are here to help.
Question 4. Tell us about a recent campaign or project you've worked on. What made it so successful?
A recent campaign we have worked on is our hospital information desk at the Royal Cornwall Hospital, Trilisk. We run a dedicated volunteer hospital desk at the ophthalmology department where over 30,000 people a year visit 7 leading consultants. Our campaign is to reach these 30,000 people. We have invested in rebranding our desk, advertising on the back of appointment cards and placing ads in the hospital magazine. Alongside this, we have written to all the opticians and doctors in the county. We are already seeing a rise in referrals and inquiries.
Question 5. What are the benefits of organisations forming partnerships with TV Licensing?
We are hugely proud of our partnership with TV Licensing. Television and audiovisual home entertainment is an important part of daily living for someone with sight loss. Television is company and sound. It is familiarity and inclusion. It's so many things. It is vitally important that we campaign on behalf of our clients to help them with cost savings and benefits that TV licensing may offer. We can act as a signposting for anyone with sight loss on behalf of TV licensing and have copies of TV licensing information in Braille for anyone needing it in this version.
For more information, you can contact Eyesight Cornwall at 01872 261 110 or info at eyesightcornwall.org.uk.